If you are ready to change the way people experience the transition to parenthood, you've come to the right place. On this podcast, we interview postpartum professionals, academics and researchers, as well as parents with unique perspectives on postpartum. Whether you've been working with new families for decades or are brand new to postpartum care, we'd love you to join us. I'm your host, Julia Jones.
Hello and welcome to the Newborn Mothers Podcast. Today we have Janine here, and Janine has been working with mums and babies for a very long time, but more recently transitioned from being a registered nurse and into being a doula and working in her own business. Mm-hmm. And Janine, I'm really happy to have you on the show for a few reasons. You're a beautiful, really kind of like magnetic person. I know a lot of people really love to spend time with you, and you're really engaging and warm, and that's obviously done really well for you in this career. But also because you made this transition to being a small business owner a little bit later in life than people kind of usually think that you can do these kind of things. And I think that's a really inspiring story too. So
thank you. So nice to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm really good. How are you?
Good. So let's go back to the beginning. What were you doing before you'd even heard of a doula and before you knew that this was what you wanted to do? What were you doing first?
So sort of way back, I trained as a registered nurse in the 80s, but I was chatting to my mum this morning, who's 90, bless her. She's so amazing, who only retired herself 3 years ago. So she's quite an inspiring person in my life too. As a registered nurse, she was as well. And I think always in my life, my mum was involved with Plunkett. My grandma was involved with Plunkett, which is sort of like early childhood here. It was sort of like a caring community for newborn mums. But way back, my nana's joined that in 1934. So all my life I've been the babysitter, love babies, love families. I just sort of just have had that sort of history. And then I became a registered nurse. And at that time, I knew during my training where I sort of wanted to head to, like I wanted to work either in pediatrics or in obstetrics. And I was very lucky to be, my first placement was in a big obstetric hospital in Auckland, where it was sort of like a women's health hospital, so the biggest one in Auckland. So I was able to spend my years there working in all sorts of areas, antenatal clinics, postnatal wards, postnatal clinics, delivery suite, neonatal and maternal intensive care. So I sort of was, that was where I absolutely loved to be. Spent many years on a postnatal ward there, and luckily the breastfeeding ward, which was really nice because we had a lactation consultant who was the charge nurse at the time. So did that, and then a couple of the great OBs that I worked with there asked me to join them in their IVF clinic. So I moved from the hospital to work with them for the next 15 years, and alongside that I was sole charge of a sort of like a private, this was probably like a boutique postnatal hospital, but it was really just a private postnatal hospital. And that was really great. So I sort of was able to do that along that way as well. During this time, had my two babies and then had my third baby before I moved to Australia. And she, my littlest one was 2.5 when we came here. So I was stay-at-home mum for a while then and all the way through. And I was able to sort of do my work, like in the IVF clinic, I could take the bloods in the weekend, work in the weekend. So I sort of managed to make it work. And my husband's always been really supportive of you know, my career and what I want to do. And so then we had, I actually had 3 years in the UK as well with my two big kids before I had my little one. And then we came back to New Zealand, moved to Australia. And at that point, I was thinking, I had never done my midwifery training, actually. I had had two opportunities to do midwifery. I got in and then I started at the IVF clinic. And so I said to them, look, I'll put that off because I want to do this. And then when I next applied, well, they contacted me actually and said, are you ready to start? Then I had my first baby, so I was like, no, this is not a good time to start. But in New Zealand, you didn't have to be a midwife to do what I did, which was really lucky because I was able to work in all these areas and not have to be a midwife. And then I thought, okay, I've come to Australia, I will perhaps, you know, do my midwifery training now where the kids were bigger and they were at school and I could sort of make that work. And I then joined an organization called RAISE, and I worked in their mentor program. And they were amazing. They had, like, in the school program where you just work with one child every week for a whole year and sort of mentor them within the school environment. And I went to TAFE and did mentorship training. And then the RAISE organization also had a program called BUMP, which was mentoring teen and young pregnant mums. And so they suggested I move to that program as well. So I did both, and that was amazing. And then it was during that mentor program that I found the word doula, even because one of the mums that I was working with, we did a dream building day for her. And I said, "Oh, you know, what is it that you'd like to do? Like, you've got this beautiful baby and you've got this lovely life ahead. What is it you'd like to do?" And she said, "I'd like to be a doula." And I said, "Oh, what is that?" So we sort of spent this time working how she could possibly bring this into her life and move forward. And she had great family support, which was incredible. Never thinking a doula for me, because I was heading down the midwifery route and I had sort of applied there. And then it was such a lovely day, and this young mum was really inspired, and I thought, she's going to be an amazing doula, and this sounds like an incredible thing for her. And then the next day, I happened to actually be playing tennis with a really good friend, and I said to her, "Do you want to have lunch after the game?" And she said, "I can, but I'm meeting my first client at lunch this afternoon." And I said, "Oh, that's amazing. What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm training to become a doula." And I said, "Oh, I heard that word yesterday." And she said, "You'd be a great doula." I said, "No, because I'm going to be a midwife." And so that's how that started. And then, weirdly, as the universe does do, the woman that owns the doula college phoned her while we were having lunch together. And she said, "Oh, I'm sitting with somebody right now who I think would be a really great doula." And she said, "Well, look, if she wants to know more about it, get her to give me a call this afternoon," which I did. And this was on a Tuesday. And by Friday, I was in my first class of the doula college, which was incredible, because she said, "Look, there's been a vacancy. It doesn't normally happen." And I thought, do you know what? This is exactly what I've been looking for. So that continuity of care, where you can look somebody antenatally through their birth into their postpartum journey. And just because I used to admit these beautiful couples from delivery suite up into my postnatal ward, and I think, gosh, what has that journey been like? And, you know, imagine if you could sort of just have that sort of looking after somebody all the way through. And so I had always been looking for some sort of the thing that you are with people before, during, and after they'd had their baby. And we used to have people in the hospital for 7 to 10 days back in the day. So it was a really beautiful start, and you'd be able to sort of set them up with, you know, your milk had transitioned in, and you'd learned to bath your baby, and your baby couples went home feeling really confident. And these days, you're sort of sent home from hospital so quickly, and I think they sort of arrive home and from a private system. I don't know how it is where you live, but here there's sort of, you know, there's minimal contact in home once you get home. So anyway, I started the training, and I did that for that year during training and my student births. And that was sort of my start into being a doula, which I just thought, I am absolutely doing exactly what I should be doing. I just absolutely love it. Like you say, you know, it's my own business, so I can work any hours I want to do. I'm not stuck to sort of shifts where you have to leave and say goodbye and not see people again. And so that's sort of how that sort of started. So it was pretty organic, and it was really nice, and it's just gone from strength to strength from there. And I really love it. It's a fantastic career for me. And yeah, I was in my 50s when I started, and it's just been beautiful.
It just sounds like the door just opened for you, like
It
everything
did.
was just meant to be.
Yes. And then after that was when I discovered you and your program, because I was just so vested and involved in this postpartum journey and these beautiful babies and the families, and sort of trying to help them with that smooth transition into parenthood. And so, yes, I discovered you and your beautiful course, and I did that, and I've recommended it to so many people. And that was fantastic, because it was a real adjunct onto what I had already done. And certainly from the business side of things, it was really helpful, because I can do what I do. Like I say, you know, settle a baby, like give me a baby any day. But the business side of things and tax and invoicing and all those things, it was really helpful to have you and your community, where people are like me, where you're starting off in your own business. It was really great.
Yeah, so that's an interesting transition because you were already caring for mums and babies. That, you know, wouldn't have been a huge change, but it sounds like the actual business side of things was the bigger challenge. So did you have any doubts or hesitations about that, or what did you do to keep being able to move forward?
I'm interrupting this podcast to let you know that I wrote a best-selling book, Newborn Mothers, When a Baby is Born, So is a Mother, reached number 3 on the Amazon Australian bestseller list, reflecting a growing desire to change how we care for new families. This book makes a great gift for people during pregnancy and also makes a great addition to a professional lending library. You can find out more about my books, including the best price plus shipping to anywhere that you live in the world at newbornmothers.com/books. Back to the podcast.
Well, luckily there are so many beautiful people who are such champions of me and my business and this world. So I ran a few mothers groups back in the day, and one of my gorgeous mums, who was one of my soul mamas, she's just been amazing, and she's really helped me because she's obviously a business person and really clever and incredible. So she's been really helpful with things like website. I when I first started, actually, the woman that I had, like my friend that I had lunch with, she had already obviously been a dual, she was enduring her training, so she had already met somebody that could build a website. So she connected with me with her very early on, which was fantastic because she was it was a sideline for her, and she really loved it. And she gave me the time to sort of go to her home and sit there and choose the logo and choose the wording. So everything on my website sort of is me and who I am. So it didn't have to be complicated, which was really nice because I don't do blogs and things like when I could, but I don't. So it's sort of like a landing page of where I am. And she was really helpful. So she set that up, and she set up my email and Instagram and those sorts of things. And then from there, people have sort of helped me along. And obviously I learn, I do courses all the time, and I do what I'm sort of always learning. Got a great accountant as well. They've been fantastic. So I think I just meet the right people along the way. And if I needed any help with anything or tweaking my website, I mean, I can do that myself, obviously, now. So it just sort of grown to where it is. And I've added things to my repertoire, and that I'm always studying and learning. And now I'm training to be an IBCLC too. So I'm just always learning. Always.
Yeah. I think that's such myself. It's such a good attitude, because I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't know how to do that, so I can't do it. Mm. But you really have demonstrated that you can learn new things, but also you can ask for help. Just because you're a solo business owner doesn't mean you have to do everything. You can ask other people to do things for you. If, you know, you don't have to be good at all of it. All of it needs to be done. But
yes. Like,
I have never understood bookkeeping, never in my, you know, whole business life.
That's so nice to hear.
Yeah, so there's definitely like parts of running a business. Like website stuff I quite enjoy. I find that's more creative. But, yeah, anything to do with like taxes, bookkeeping, accounting, I will outsource that every single day.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Well, it's, you know, there are people that love it and they're so good at it and they're so passionate about your business. They're happy to help. And I think that's the really finding the right people in your life. And I also find that even in my work, I've met the most beautiful people along the way, and I have such a cool group of people that I refer to all the time that create the whole village that comes with me, along with me when I'm looking after a family. I feel like it's really important to know what lane you're in and where to refer, and sort of you can see things along the way. And I think the trusted sources, that's what we sort of talk about with my families, having trusted sources where you know that everybody has the same passion that you do, and the expertise, and that you're all on the same page. So it's a little bit like that for the people around you that help build your business. It's like those people you have while you're in your business, often from the doing the work point of view.
Yeah, so you're building a village for your client, but you're also building a village for yourself as a business owner. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. That's absolutely right.
So you sort of just magically, this door opened for you and you just went, yes, I'm going to give it a go. You got some help starting your business. Tell me about getting your first client and what that felt like.
Oh, that was amazing. So We had to do three student births during our sort of certification process. So I connected with She Births, which is a fabulous birth education program here, where you could go in and work, you know, sort of help for the day. And it was great learning. As you know, I want to learn all the time, and lots of the courses I would attend, but this was, I got my first client there. I helped for 2 days and I got my first birth client there. And from there, I think because my passion so much was, you know, the whole transition and helping through, then I was looking after them after baby came as well. And actually, so much, even from then, from those three births and the ones that I got after that, so much of my business is word of mouth. And so if I've worked with people, then they'll tell their mother's group, or meeting other practitioners too, you know, when your quest is sort of find your referral network. So in the early days, I did a lot of meeting beautiful people who I'd heard about or I'd met or my clients had used. And so I'd go and meet them and sort of like find out how they work. And I really like to go and see how they work. And so from there, you'd get referrals. So it really has grown organically from then, I think.
So that was 5 years ago. What's changed in that time? Like, you know, what are some of the things you do differently now and the lessons you've learned along the way?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think, I do a lot of postpartum work now. So I trained in 2017. And then obviously did your course after that. I think what has changed? I think about me or my business, do you mean?
Yeah, all of it, yeah.
Well, obviously we've had COVID in the middle, which was just such a tough old time. I think what I've developed a workshop as well that I started because what I found is when I arrived in somebody's home and I hadn't met them before and we hadn't done any prep about the postpartum before they had their baby, I was finding so many people just so shocked at the reality of having a new baby. Whether it's night sweats or how often baby feeds or those sorts of things. So that's changed. I started my own course or, you know, in-home sort of education workshop, and that's been a big change and it's been really popular. And I did it in classes to start off with, but now I do it privately in the home so I can go in. It takes 2.5 hours and I take my real life babies and we do a practical session and we talk all about what the reality of mum's healing, physical, emotional, hormonal, how dad or partner, if they have one, fits into all of this and how we look after them to be able to look after mum. I sort of always say mum is 100% at the top of the pyramid. If mum is okay, everybody else is okay. So the focus has to be there for everything else to be okay. So that's been really nice. That's been probably one of the progressions of my business.
I'd say that's true for me too. I think when I first started doing postnatal work, I thought it would be more care. Mm. And as I realized that our society has such limited understanding of postpartum and also so much misunderstanding, so much incorrect expectations and information. Mm. And that's why the new course, which, you know, I think you did the old course when it was still called The Collective, but the new course is called Postpartum Education and Care Professionals, because it's the education is a really critical piece. So, yeah, I completely agree with you in that learning is definitely one I've had over time as well, of adding more education to the care really magnifies, it amplifies the impact.
Yeah. It does. And, yeah, yours is amazing. And I think that it's just I think it's educating the people around the new family and certainly partners. And partners have said to me, oh, God, thank goodness I knew about that hormonal change immediately after birth, because I always say that mums look the same, but they're just not the same. So let's look at what's going on, because they're not recognisable to themselves sometimes either. So it just sort of So, yeah, that's been different. I think we were talking too, I remember last time we had a chat about the amount of grandparents that employ me to work with their families, which has been so beautiful. In COVID, it happened a lot from overseas and I get emails and they would pay for the care and I'd go and look after the family and would put the grandparents in the group chat. And then they started coming to Australia and I started meeting them, which was just gorgeous. And now grandparents from here ring the unemployment to help look after their family. And I think that that I think that the understanding of they can they you know that's their baby's had a baby, it's massive, it's such an incredible transition in their life, but they recognize they haven't dealt with a brand new baby for probably 30 odd years, sometimes 40 years. So we all work together and it's so nice. And our grandparents are like, oh my goodness, remember when we used to do that? I can so understand why we do this now. And I say, yes, I know, because I was doing this 35 years ago too. So I've sort of grown with the transition of our knowledge of the newborn and our knowledge of the reflexes they have when they're born and our knowledge of the birth journey for a baby and a mum, which are two separate separate journeys. And you know what, our newborn mum, I mean, it used to be a lot of like go and visit the mum and hold, you know, everybody wanted to see the baby. And I think it was so much more, it's become more apparent that you really need to come and look after the mum and look after the baby too. So yeah, I think the care probably has stayed the same. I think it's probably just a lot more knowledge now too, and certainly breastfeeding. And also back in my day, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have Google, and we didn't have Instagram. So these beautiful new families have got so much information coming in all the time, which can be so overwhelming. And you know, it's I think that's really exhausting for new mums, because they're so desperate for the information, and often they don't have family. We live very transient lives now. Family, you know, the young couple are here, or the couple, or the parent, or whoever it is, but family are a long way away. So where do you go to find out the information to normalize what you're going through, and to really encourage you and give you the permission to settle in to that slow start? And I think that they're so relieved to have somebody in their life that really just promotes slow down. It's okay. It's beautiful. You know, it's such a quiet time, and get time to know your baby. And yeah, so that's what probably has evolved over the years, I'd say.
Yeah. So now you offer everything from fertility all the way through to postnatal support, as well as some workshops and educational components as well. What do you think's next for you? Are you just really happy doing this forever, or have you got some other plans and ideas as well?
there's always things in the pipeline. It's going to take me it takes 2 to 5 years to finish my IBCLC training, and I have to do 500 mentored hours. So I think probably that's definitely going to be the next thing, because it's a lot of study, and I think that will be probably what I'll do as well. I can't imagine myself not being a postpartum doula or a doula. I think that will be really nice, and it'll be interesting how you do one and the other and both, and you can't not bring that knowledge in. And what I'm learning all the time about babies and their oral function, I'm finding just completely fascinating. With their little reflexes and what their little bodies do. They're amazing, these wee babies. They're so clever. And they know what they're doing, even in the birth process. You know, if the space is ideal for them and they've got the space to do what they need to do, they do what they need to do. It's pretty, nature's amazing. Never stops fascinating me every day.
Yeah, I love it. And you're obviously such a lifelong learner, because you never stop being excited about these things.
No, you don't. And I think, you know, developmental milestones for babies I find really fascinating as well. And you know, what they're capable of, and what, you know, when we stimulate them enough and sleep, because I do a lot of sleep study too. I do a lot of work with sleep. So sleep and life and stimulation and feeding, and if feeding goes well, sleeping goes well. And it's you're always learning. And no two babies are the same. No two families the same. I work a lot with single mums by choice, and they're always incredible to work with. They're really great. So, yeah, nothing stays the same.
What would you say to someone who's maybe in their 50s and thinking about doing something like this?
Oh, definitely say do it. Go for it. You know, I think being busy is so nice, and doing something that you really love is really important. And you know, my family and my kids, and they're my, you know, they're my absolute priority, and I love spending time with them. So having my own business means that I can do that. You know, I will always prioritize what they're doing or what they need. And they've been such great champions of mine as well, because obviously they're older now, in their 30s and nearly 30 and early 20s, and that's so great. Even when I started this, you know, if I go to a birth and I had other kids living at our house at the time, they're always like, yes, how did it go, well done. So it's I think that's
I love that as a mum of younger children. I hadn't really thought about that aspect of being a mum of older children, that you do want to still have your own career. And actually your 50s and 60s is often the most kind of ambitious time in a person's career.
Yeah.
However, you still want to make space for those adult children, and they probably come mm-hmm. and go a bit more. Like, they're not there every day like they are when they're little, but it's when they do come home, you want to 100% be there. So having that flexibility of your own business gives you really the best of both worlds.
I think that's the beauty of it. You know, I think that, you know, when you're working in the system, as obviously I have done for many, many years, you know, if you want to go away or have time with them, you've got somebody saying you can't go then. It's just like, oh, don't tell me I can't. You know, so it's actually, this has been really good for that. And so I do love that side of it. And the fact that I'm still learning, I feel like, you know, we've got to keep using our brains, and it's just never ending. You probably find the same thing, you know, because you're growing and building your business and changing it to meet your needs and your family's needs and the needs out there all the time too. So it's rewarding, isn't it, when you're doing that?
Absolutely. I can't imagine being a mother in any other way than you know, having the satisfaction of both the career but also the flexibility. It really does meet my needs and my family's needs.
Yes, yeah, and then your family always know that you were always there for them, and for even if it's a phone call or a visit. Yeah, I like that. And my husband as well, obviously, because he's still working too, and he's in a busy career, and so I think you have a balance of all the things you really want to do, and so if there's something coming up, then I know that I don't take somebody on for that time. But there's always, 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 always families coming in, they're all at different stages of their journey. So it sort of works, you know. I don't have to ever say to somebody, I can't take you then, because I absolutely know that I can, because it sort of works out. You've got somebody at 8 weeks or 3 months, and then you've got one arrived this morning, which is so beautiful. So I absolutely know I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll settle them into home and take them a meal. And I know that my other babies are older, and I'm working with them for the rest of the week, so it sort of works its way really well.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. So your website is blossomdoulacare.com.au. And people can find you. You're on Instagram as well.
I am. I'm not really good at posting, but a story. I love a story, and yeah. So
I think you're better than I am. Posting on Instagram.
It's funny, isn't it? You know, you sort of have things that you do during the day, and I'm very aware of people's privacy as well. So I never put anything on there if somebody doesn't say, please post this or please do that. But if I meet people, they're often like, oh, it's so lovely. I love your Instagram. I think, oh, I've walked with prams for 2 weeks, and but they love that. So it's nice. It's nice. It does, you know, I'm busy, and I share what I do, and it's really, it's nice.
Amazing. So people can find you at Blossom Care Doula. Oh, sorry, Blossom Doula Care.
Yep.
And we'll pop the links up in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Have you got any last things you want to share?
No, just thank you for doing what you do. And I've referred so many people to you and your course. And I think that we need to dedicate a lot more time to this postpartum space, and really just care for these new mums. And although I know everybody does, and they do, and there are more postpartum doulas out there, which is fantastic, and I refer to them as well, and we have this beautiful community. And so thank you for doing what you do. It's great. It's a really important space, because how you start is, you know, it starts you off on your life as a parent, and it's great.
Oh, and likewise, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. Well, I absolutely love being a mum and a parent, and I so love working with all these people on their journey. They've got such an amazing life ahead of them with their little ones.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Janine.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. Nice to see you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Here at Newborn Mothers, we believe that every family has the right to high-quality postpartum care. If you want to join us, learn more at newbornmothers.com. And if you like this podcast, we'd really love you to leave us a 5-star review and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.